Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Torch Leadership Foundation's Cross in Culture podcast, where we consider different perspectives on what is happening in our culture and apply a biblical worldview. I am your host, Daniel White III. This is episode number 27. This episode is titled The Church in Tumult. The Church in Tumult can be the Church Triumphant again. A recent Gallup poll indicates that Americans' trust in traditional institutions remains remarkably low. Overall, only 32% of Americans say they have a high level of confidence in 14 major institutions. Over the past 2 years, confidence has fallen in 10 of those institutions, including the church, hospitals, the presidency, the Supreme Court, public schools, the financial system or banking system, and of course the media. And let's not forget Congress. For Christians, the good news for now, if you will, is that the church ranks higher on the confidence index than many other institutions, coming in third behind only the military and the police. The bad news, however, is that confidence in the church is on the decline. According to Christianity Today, pastors represented the most trusted profession when Gallup began surveying Americans on career ethics. After 3 years of record lows, clergy now rank eighth on the list. Gallup said less than half of Americans think religious leaders have high ethical standards. And that is nobody's fault but ours. That is not the world attacking the church. That is us doing evil, foolish things. Thanks to the political upheaval of 2016 and global uncertainty spurred by events such as Brexit, Russia's aggressiveness towards Europe and other places, and repeated terror attacks by Islamic extremists in places like England, France, and Belgium, many in the world have been left wondering who they can trust for guidance and direction. On TV, there are, in the words of one writer, an abundance of people who specialize in being very concerned about matters over which they have no control. Those in government go on with their very important meetings and emerge with plans for little viable action. It's no wonder that trust in the national news media stands at 28% and trust in the government is at 38%. This, incidentally, is a golden opportunity for the church. Founded on the rock of Christ, the church remains steady over the winds and waves of our tempestuous times. She has a clear vision and mission, one that is not influenced or should not be influenced by current events, amen, and that is the winning of souls and making disciples. While members of the media wring their hands and go off on either witch hunts or sycophantic rants, while politicians twist and conspire and outright lie to advance their agendas, while activists on the right and the left throw up their hands in uncertainty and dismay, while governments appear impotent against threats to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as well as national security, the church has no such misgivings. Christ has given us our marching orders, and if we follow them without getting waylaid by current affairs, we will come out of this seemingly perpetually tumultuous season stronger and better than before. The tumult of the world does not have to affect the church, amen, somebody. History has shown us that the church has endured similar instances before. The conflicts of ancient Rome, when emperors resolved to tear down the churches to the foundations and to destroy the sacred scriptures by fire. The church survived the Dark Ages, which threatened to wipe learning and literature from the face of the earth. The church survived the Enlightenment, when its very foundations were being attacked intellectually and philosophically. And the church will survive this present age, whatever historians will decide to call it, postmodern or whatever, because Jesus declared that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Amen, somebody. Now, beloved, while the rest of the world reels with distrust and uncertainty, the church should be the steady beacon of light, hope, truth, and guidance that the world so desperately needs. But we need to obey our commander. We have marching orders, and most of us are disobedient. So pray, humble yourself, seek God's face, turn from your wicked ways, get back on the firing line for the commander-in-chief for real. His name is Jesus. Now, beloved, in closing, allow me to leave you with some scripture from the Word of God and a quote to think about. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16 says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." G.K. Chesterton said, "We do not want a church that will move with the world. We want a church that will move the world. We want a church that will move the world." Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, love, and grace. We thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Commander-in-Chief for real, who told us what to do. Forgive us of our sins of not doing what he has told us to do. Help us to repent, turn from our evil ways, pray without ceasing, and become obedient again. Revive us again for your glory, your praise, and honor, that millions would hear the gospel and be saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. In light of what we have discussed today, beloved, I want to remind you that in our ever-changing world, there is one person who never changes. That person is Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is not subject to the whims of society or popular opinion. He has an unchanging eternal love for you. If you do not know him as your Savior, I encourage you to get to know him today by believing on him. For the Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart, dear friend, that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Dear friends, thank you for listening to this Torch Leadership Cross in Culture podcast. Visit us online at www.torchleadershipfoundation.com. Until we meet again, remember to keep Christ first in our ever-changing culture. God bless you.